So I walked in, I wasn't surprised. Of course, there are two types of people. A lot of people who use Divrei Chazal as an excuse to do what they really want to do. It has no connection with the Divrei Chazal. That happens all the time. Among liberal Jews, they say the Torah believes in Tikkun Olam, the changing the world. Forget, we believe in L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. We don't believe in Stam Tikkun Olam. It's L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. Shinichnas Odor. First of all, just to explain, there's a mission in Tainis, Mishinichnas of Mamatim B'Simcha. Moritz says, what does that mean? All the things you don't do during the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shur Shalchalbo, a lot of halachas. Mishnichnas Oda Marbin B'Simcha. So, Gemara asks, what does that mean? It means a Jew who has a court case with a non-Jew should try to do it in Odor, because during Odor, it's a Zman Masugal for Jews to overcome, to be stronger than non-Jews in any confrontation with a non-Jew. The reason for Marbin B'Simcha is that as we approach Nisan, which is Zman Masugal L'Gula, the fact that Klal Yisrael are in a stronger position vis-a-vis the Umos HaOlam is potentially a reason for the that it's a time to prepare for the Gula. Okay, but that's all the Gemara says. In certain Sifrei Halacha of Rishonim, I find an interesting halacha. What does it mean, marbim b'simcha? It's not that I'm supposed to be marbim b'simcha. I'm supposed to make sure that other people are sameach. And so therefore, whatever, obviously, if I am in Yerushalayim on Purim, I have to give tzedakah to aniyei Yerushalayim to make them happy. But if, let's say, this past week, I was in many, many different cities. I was in New York, I was in Miami, I was in Baltimore, I was in Washington, I was in Toronto. So according to these Rishonim, I have to make sure I marbe the simcha of the aniyim in those city by giving stock in matanos levyonim in every city I'm in before Purim. Shenichnas odem marbim b'simcha. I have to be marbim the simcha saniyim. I'm not sure that anyone in this room who is particularly nizer in that. I've never heard about people being particularly nizer in that. But that's the out of the exception of the Gemara that says the zman mesugel to being victorious over non-Jews. And therefore, if I have a court case with a non-Jew, I should try to arrange it in order. And that's the only other manifestation I ever saw in the normal Sifrei Halacha of what that means, except for this of being marb b'simcha saniyim by whatever city I happen to be in before Purim, making sure to give matana stavionim in that city. So if for those of you who are interested in being machmir for mishenichnas order marb b'simcha, if you happen to someday do a lot of traveling, just remember whatever city you're in to be very machmir on giving matana stavionim in that city. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, it's interesting, he doesn't call it Hilchos Purim V'Chanukah, he calls it Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. Yesh b'chol and shtei mitzvahs esei, medivrei sofrim. There are two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs? So one is mitzvahs Chanukah, one is mitzvahs Megillah. Kriyas Megillah b'zmanim mitzvos efsem midivrei sofrim. Wait a second. I have a lot of other mitzvahs. Matanos Nevionim. I have Mishloach Manos. All sorts of mitzvahs. What happened to those? He doesn't count them. Why not? This is the question number one. Vadvarim Yeduim, and it's well known, Shehi Takonis Nevi'im. It is a Takonis Nevi'im. What does the Rambam mean by that? Then the Rambam continues. Akol Chayovim B'Kriyasa. Everyone's Chayiv in the Kriya. Anoshim V'Noshim V'Gerim V'Avodim Mishuchrarim. Wait a second. If you take a look in Chanukah, he doesn't make a point of that. In any, there's no other mitzvah the Rambam says everyone's chayiv in it, including Gerim and Avodah Meshuchrarim. Specifically here, some Ger is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. So L'mayin af gimin here or any other place. If you take a look in Hakdama the Rambam. No. To Mishnah Torah, when he lists all the minyan mitzvahs and the minyan akotzer, he says, after he lists all the Taryag mitzvahs, Elohim Sheish Me'ol Sushlosh Esser mitzvahs, Shinemra Lo Lamosha B'Sinai, V'yesh mitzvahs Acheru Shinishadshu Acha Matan Torah. And there are other mitzvahs that when the Schadesh after Matan Torah. The Kovu also Nevi'im V'Chachomim. Who was Kovu'ad them? The Nevi'im and the Chachomim. U'Parshtu B'Chol Yisrael, Kagon, Mikra Megillah, V'Ner Chanukah. V'tainis, v'tishabov, v'yodayim, v'yerevin. He says, kol eilu ha-mitzvahs, sheneschachu, anything that was neschach after Matan Torah, chayov ha-manu l'kablam, v'sharmam. You have to keep them. So what does it mean? The Torah says, lo sosa v'lo sigra, shelo yiyeh novi rashoy l'chadash dover. And no Navi can be mechadish something v'lomar. Shekadosh Baruch Hu tzivohu b'mitzvah zu lahosifu. A Navi cannot say, here is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, we have to add this mitzvah. The mitzvah is at the olachatz, or to eliminate. Avol im hosifu bezdin im Navi. So he has two ways the Sanhedrin HaGadol can make a mitzvah. They can do it im Navi, Shia bosas man mitzvah derech takano derech horo derech zera ein zo totefes. Kachanu omrim shanavim im bezdin tiknum vitzivanu likros megila ba'onoso. That the bezdin agadol together with Nevi'im did this. Bon kedei lahaskir shvachim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he explains the purpose of Purim. It's a very important, this is a very important Rambam. What's the whole purpose of Purim? Somehow when I see people staggering around drunk on Purim, I don't see that they get the message. It says, L'haz kishvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mention the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'tshuo she'osolonu, and the salvations he did for us, v'hoyakarav l'shaveinu, he was close to us when we davened. Kedei levarchel, to be mevarchel melahalo, to praise him. That's one thing. Now he says something else. Ukedei lehodia ledoros habaim. So to inform all subsequent generations. Sheemes mashivticha b'Torah. It is true what the Torah says. Ki mi goy gadol ashelo elokim krovim elov kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. To tell everyone the koach hatfilah. The purpose is for to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us and to inform all subsequent generations about the koach hatfilah. and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohodia. But what? That he will always be close to us when we cry out to him. The koach ha-tefillah. This is, but the Rambam makes a very simple point. That Purim is unique. That Hanukkah, when they made the takon of Hanukkah, they didn't make the takon of Hanukkah so that it was together with Nevi'im. There was no Nevu'ah by Hanukkah. So when the Rambam says that Nevi'im v'chachom, the Chachom have a right to make a takonah. There are two types of takonahs that the Sanhedrin can make, with a Nevi'im and without a Nevi'im. So what we call Divrei Kabbalah is that Sanhedrin can do it together with a Nevi'im. And we'll see the Gedarim of that. But again, what does the Rambam mention here? He mentions Kriyas Megillah. Now, if you take a look, someone give me a Chumash, please. Or Megillah, I need a Megillah Sester. Okay. After the entire story and everything finishes, spontaneously, it says, On the 13th, they killed whoever they killed, and then the next day, V'shar Yehudim asher b'mdinos ha-melech nikalu v'omod al nafshem v'noach me'aveyem v'horog b'soneyem chamisha v'shivim elef v'abizah lo sholchu es yodom. On the 13th, and they rested the 13th, and they rested on the 14th, Shushan Biru, they rested on the 15th. Alkein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim, ha-Yoshim b'Yozer ha-Prozos. Osim is Yom Arbos, al-Chodesh Odor, Simcha u-Mishter v'Yontov, Mishloach Manos ish-Lareyehu. Means spontaneously. ויחלו מורחה את הדברים האלה, וישלח ספרים כל היהודים אשר בחומדינו את המלך החשווירוש, לקיים עליהם. ועושים את יום ארבע עשר לחודש הודו, ואת יום חמיש עשר בו בכל שנה ושנה. So Mordechai and Esther sent out in Igeretz to tell the Jews that from now on, every year, the 14th and the 15th should be interesting. The Jews spontaneously made it a Mishta v'Simcha and Mishloach Manos Yisrael, and Mechum Mordechai v'Yester insisted, no, it has to include also Matonos Levyonim. The Kibel Hayhudim Eis Hashem Chelul Asos Eis Hashem Kosa Mordechai Aleim. And the Jews were makabel this suggestion that Mordechai and Esther made. So what is it? It's a Kabbalah. The Ramban in the Kuntres HaCherem talks about a tzibor can make a Kabbalah that's chal on the tzibor. He gives three examples. The tzibor is what? They can be makabel, Klal Yisrael makabel Torah, it's chal on all subsequent generations. Klal Yisrael, at this point, they were makabel to keep Purim the 14th and 15th day. The kibel ha-Yehudim eitz ha-shehechelu la-asos. The kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, the Jews accepted it upon themselves, v'alzarim, and subsequent generations, v'al kol anil v'maleim, and also anyone who joins them, that means gave him. Okay. So that is the Jews were makabel. Then the pasuk says, "Va'tichtov Esther Hamalka bat Savichai Mordechai Yudas Kol Kof L'Kayim Es Higeres Haporim Azos Shenis." Va'lishach Sforim Kol Yehudim. So they did it a second time. Wait a second. They already sent the first time. They sent the first time, and the Jews were makabel it. So what are they doing a second time? The Jews were makabel it already. So if you take a look at Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin, see the Ramban writes, especially the way the Ramban understands it. The Ramban writes that the Tzibur, the first year, they were makabel upon themselves. So it didn't have a halacha of a takanas chacham. It had a din of a kabbalah satzibur. They're makabel on themselves and their subsequent generations and everyone who joins Klal Yisrael. What does the Gemara say in Megillah Daf Zayin Omer Aleph? Esther Malka said two things. Kizvuni ladoros, kvauni ladoros. What does that mean? So Rashi says, what did she want? She wanted two things. That Megillas Esther should be considered part of Kisvei HaKodesh. And number two, that the mitzvahs should be forever and ever. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Sholchol Ham Esther L'Chachamim, Kavu'uni L'Doros. Kvuni Ladoros, make this. Now, what does Kvuni Ladoros mean? So, make this a permanent part of the Jewish calendar. Shochlo kinat mores, aleinu lebein umos. Shochlo hem kfak kusuva, ani al dira yomim lamalcha. Whole story is already in the royal chronicles. Gemara talks about. Kisvunu, there are two things, Kisvunu Doros and Kavunu Doros. Kisvunu Doros, Shochlo, Halo Kasaplo, Hoshloshim, Shloshim, Lo Revoy, Ochimosu, Mikra Kosak, Sozozi Karan Batefa. Okay. What did she want? Take a look in the Ramban, on Chumash, on Vaschanon, on Lo Sosifu, Lo Sigro. Called to Yerushalmi, that she wrote to them, she wants Purim to be a chag. And they answered her, Mem ches Nevi'im omdu li Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im, and they were not machadish anything. So you can't be machadish anything. And she wrote back to them, no, we're doing it together with the Sanhedrin, but it has to have an extra chshivas, because there's already Achimor Rumbles, they found the remes in the Torah. What does that mean? It means there are two types of Takanos Chachomim. When they made a Takanos Chachomim about Chanukah, they didn't have to worry. Nevuah wasn't involved. Nevuah by itself cannot be Mechadish any Halacha. But Nevuah, together with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, can then, where it is a remez in the Torah, gives an aloch of Divrei Kabbalah if the mitzvah is written inside of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's why Shlomo HaMelech instituted Yodayim and Erevin. But that he did that, the Bez, the Sanhedrin at that time instituted it. It wasn't Betoras Novi, so they didn't look for a remiss. Times of David, they made a gzera about Yichud. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is unique. Has its Sanhedrin together with the Navi, and after that, there has to be remes in the Torah, and its details of the mitzvah are spelled out in Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, Kavuuni LeYomtov, it is a Yomtov. Now, Gabi, what is it a Yomtov? What did she want? So, according to Rashi, if you take a look at Rashi carefully, she wanted to make a takana about Kriyas and Megillah, about Suda, about Meshloach Monos, about Matanos Savyonim. If you take a look in the Rambam, it's totally different. What does the Rambam say? Rambam is very clear here. First thing, what is Midivrei Sofer? So the Rambam, when he talks in the Hakdama, says, Tiknu v'tzivu likros ha-magila ba'onoso kidei lahazke shvochem shal HaKadosh Baruch. She wrote two things to Sanhedrin according to the Rambam. And here's the Rambam and Rashi split off. According to the Rambam, she said one thing. I want Megillas Esther to be part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Number two, I want Kriyas HaMegillah to be a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. That's what the Rambam writes. Yesh b'cholon shtei mitzvah sesei. Kriyas HaMegillah b'zman mitzvah sesei midivrei Sofer. That's the only thing he writes is a mitzvah sesei midivrei Sofer. What? Kriyas HaMegillah. Let's see when he gets to the other mitzvahs hayom. After he finishes all of the mitzvahs kriyas hayom, he says, then he gets perek beis halacha yud gimel, shnei hayomim ha'elu, Shehain Arba also Khamish also Asuran Behaspin Vatainus Kholodam Bukhomokam. Okay. Mitzvahs Yom Arba Oslam Nekforim Vayoros Yom Khamishos of Nekrachim Lios Yom Simcha Umishte Umishla Achmonos Reyum Matanos Navyonim. That's the mitzvahs hayom. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah that's a midivrei sofer. The Parshas of the Rambam is a very, very simple thing. Because the Jews did two things, and this is the Parshas also of the Ramban. The Jews did two things. Kimu v'kiblu hayhudim aleim v'alzarim v'alnivam aveim. They were makabal. The Ramban writes, if it's tzibu is makabal, that's machayev them. Exactly. We are, how, what? That's a whole Ramban's extensive... They were makabel. That's Mordechai and Esther wrote a letter to all the Jews in 127 provinces, and they were makabel. It came of a kibbutz ayudim aleim v'alzarim, and the chayy because of a kabbalah. Subsequently, they wrote a letter to the Sanhedrin. We're not interested in just having it as a kabbalah. We want to up it. To atakana midrabbanan midivrei kabbalah, we want the Megillas Esther to be a part of Kisvei HaKodesh, number one, and number two, we want that the mitzvah. Question is which mitzvah? Should be a takana medivrei kabbalah. According to the Rambam, The only thing they asked for was Mikra Megillah. That's why the only thing we make a bracha on is Mikra Megillah. Only, and that's why we do not make brachas on any of the other mitzvahs hayom, only Mikra Megillah. Everything else is what? Everything else we're still mechuyev on, not because of Mikra, not because of the Takanos Chachomim Yachad Im Hanavim, because the previous Kabbalah. According to Rashi, there in Megillah Dav Zayin, she wasn't satisfied with this. She wanted that all the mitzvahs that they were makabel should be mitakonos chacham. Comes out that there's a very big difference between Rashi on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. According to the, when you give matanos le'avyonim or you give mishloach manos, according to Rashi, you're makabel and mitzvahs and mitzvah kabbalah. According to the Rambam, you're makabel, you are makayim, that which was accepted upon themselves. Now, what did they do? It's very interesting. What does the Rambam says? When they made a takana, what was the takana? The takana was that everyone included in the original Kabbalah should be chayiv. What was the original Kabbalah? Kimu v'kiblu hayhudim aleihem v'al zara v'al kolan luvam aleihem. So they weren't just, didn't make a takana to, this is a new mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, no. The takana was to reinforce and upgrade the previous Kabbalah. Since the previous Kabbalah was kimu v'kiblu ayudim aleihem v'al zara v'kol anilvim aleihem, so therefore, the Rambam writes, kol chayom v'kriyos, anoshim v'noshim v'geirim v'avodim v'shacharim, because that was included in the previous Kabbalah. And here he's just talking about the Kriya. When he gets to the other mitzvahs hayom, talks about Mishteh, Rachmanos Areyah, Matanos Levyonim, he doesn't mention anything. Those are the mitzvahs hayom. He doesn't mention that it's a Chayim Midivrei Sofrim. Doesn't mention who's Chayim. Goes back. That's the Kabbalah. Kimu v'kiblu hayudim aleihem v'al zarim kol anilvim aleihem. Okay. So when we tell people, when he says shechiyonu av kavanos sha mitzvos hayom, that's shitas Rashi. That is not shitas Rambam. Okay. If you go carefully to the Rishonim Masechta Megillah, rather than the quick way of doing it, you'll find out that Rishonim are very split on the topic. What is the mitzvah midrabanan in Medivrei Kabbalah, and what is Kimu v'Kiblu? Whether Kimu v'Kiblu still has relevance today or not? According to Rambam, it does. According to Rashi, it was just the Takanos Chachamim simply took whatever the full Kabbalah was and made the full Kabbalah mitzvah midivrei sofer. Now, to understand the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, there are two parts of it. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which is, like every mitzvah, you can do a bichidus, except because of the din of Pirsumei Nisa. The din of Pirsumei Nisa says what? That l'chadchila, there's a separate mitzvah to read it, but tzibur. Now, what does Betzibur mean here? It's a very, very subtle thing. Now, there was a machlokes between my grandfather, Zichron Levroch, and his brother, Briskarov, on the following idea. My grandfather was very nervous. He'd miss a word. So he stood next to the Balkore with his Megillah, reading along word by word. And to make sure that he wouldn't miss a word. What about the mitzvah of doing a bit tzibur? Since there's a whole tzibur together who's being yotzei, even though he was being yotzei with his own kriya, not with the Balkore's kriya, but still, he felt that was enough to be bit tzibur. brother Beskarov disagreed with him and said, no. Kriya Bitsibur is what? Kriya Bitsibur has to be one person reading for the entire Tzibur. So if you're standing there with your own Megillah reading word by word along, so Enechanami Yotze, but you don't say Betoras Yochid, not Betoras Tzibur. However, my grandfather's minig, there was something else there. A Rebbe Zichron Levrocha once asked him, when you read along, you're reading without the timing. If you read without the timing, so you lose the mitzvah of reading with the timing. Which my grandfather answered, no, the mitzvah of reading with the timing is only a halach and kriyas haTorah. It has no relevance to a mikra megillah. Why? Just so those of you who are a little sloppy with Kriyas HaTorah, I just like to read a very important Rosh in Perek Gimel Hilchos Megillah. Why we have our current minig that the Oled doesn't read and the Baal Koreh reads. So the Rosh says, as follows. Mashenogu ha'idna, and the minig nowadays, the shliach tzibo kore, ha'inu shalom levayish misha enu yodeh likros. So not in Paris, someone who doesn't know how. He quotes Tosis. May not dim you nearly. No, the awesome nimnu. That's Tosa Shita. He says, I don't like what Tosa says. The awesome nimnu milohavi bikurim. Because where does Tosa get this from? The fact that when they brought the bikurim, they had to read the parsha, Arami Ovidavi, and when everyone had to say it, so people were embarrassed if they didn't know. So they made a takana that someone said it, and they did, were yotzei shomea kohen. And here, so to hear, Tosa says not to embarrass people. So it's yotzei shomea kohen. Says the Rosh, v'ein hadim yonirali. The hasim nimnu milahavi bikurim, because there's a mitzvah sefsim in our Torah to bring bikurim. And because they were embarrassed, people realized they couldn't read the parsha, so they didn't makayim the mitzvah sase. So they made a takana, so to make sure that everyone was makayim the mitzvah sase. Avol hacha, but here habakim yikru, the people know how to read will read, v'acherim yimdu, and the others won't. Umachmas habusha, and because of the busha, yindu leiv lilmor haparsha. Everyone will learn the parsha, and the nir hatam. Reason is as follows. For the fish ain't hakol b'kiyim b'ta'amei hakriya. Not everyone knows the ta'amei hakriya. So, he says, v'ein atziba yotzim b'kriyaso. And the tziba will not be yotze unless you read it with the ta'amei hakriya. So says the Rosh. Rosh tells an amazing halacha here. That the Nikud is Ma'akev, and also the Tamei HaKriya are Ma'akev. So next time you want to go to Kriyas HaTorah, make sure you worry about the Shitas HaRosh to prepare yourself, not only that you know exactly the proper Nikud, but you know the proper timing. Now, so what does timing mean? Why are timing important? Why are timing relevant to Kriyas HaTorah and not relevant to Kriyas HaMegillah? Answer is the Gemara Megillah Dav Gimel. And what is the mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah and what is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah? The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is not only just the simple recitation of the words. That's why in the times of Chazal, they had a meturgeman translating into Aramaic. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is Limud HaTorah Barabim. Reading Limud HaTorah Barabim. Since it's Limud HaTorah Barabim, so therefore the proper, the timing, how to break up a sentence, etc., are critical for Limud HaTorah Barabim. And just the way the timing go very often tells us many things about how to interpret a pasuk. That's what the Gemara talks about, Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So in Kriyas HaTorah, where it's a mitzvah Limud HaTorah Barabim, so therefore, as my grandfather said, it's a din of timing. But Mikra Megillah, they never masaken halacha of meturgama. It's just halacha of Kriyas HaParsha Ba'alma. We have to recite this parsha. It's not a Torah, din of Limud HaTorah Barabim. Since not a question of Limud HaTorah Barabim, it's just reading the parsha. So therefore, Taimim certainly are not Ma'akev. And Taimim are only Ma'akev, the Shitas HaRosh, if in Kriyas HaTorah. So the halacha is read just recitation of the parsha. Nothing else but recitation of the parsha. Now here there's another very often misconstrued and misunderstood halacha. Everyone knows the simple halacha that if you make a mistake in Kriyas HaTorah and it doesn't change the meaning, you don't have to go back. Not so simple. But everyone who make any mistake in Mikra Megillah, you get forced and back. Chas v'shal. Kriya has to be perfect. Just the opposite. When Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha of Mikra Megillah, of if you make a mistake and it doesn't change the meaning, so it's based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about what? Yerushalmi is talking about a very simple thing, Mikra Megillah. Now the question is, the Shulchan Aruch then just takes this halacha Mikra Megillah and extends it to Kriyas HaTorah. And the Gros says there in the Be'er HaGros, no. No extension. There's a very fundamental and important difference between Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Mikra Megillah is the halacha of Kriyas HaParsha. And it's only Kriyas HaParsha. Since only Kriyas HaParsha, if you don't change the meaning for Kriyas HaParsha, that's sufficient. However, the Gros says, Kriyas HaTorah is not just Kriyas HaParsha. It's much more. Because there are two aspects to Kriyas HaTorah. One aspect of Kriyas HaTorah is Limud HaTorah Barabim. The other aspect is every year we makabel the Torah again. On Parshas Breishis, makabel Breishis. Parshas Truma, we makabel Truma. We makabel everything in the Torah. He says, when we say that it doesn't change the meaning, that's one level of Havana of the Torah, but the Torah has many, countless things that are rumbles in, that are hinted at, implied in it. And any time you change anything, you are changing everything that's rumbles in the Torah, and it lacks in the Kabbalah HaTorah. So even though the Machaber Paskins in Mikram, in Kriyas HaTorah, that anything that changes the meaning, you don't go back for, but the Gros says any mistake in Taimim or any mistake in Nikud in Kriyas HaTorah you have to go back for. It's Talmud Torah Barabim and Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore, makabel everything, all the drushes of Chazal, everything that's in this parsha. And you can only do that if you have the proper nikud and the proper timing. And that's why the Gemara says you cannot extend from Mikra Megillah to Kriyas HaTorah. Mikra Megillah is just Halacha Kriyas HaParsha. And as long as I don't change the meaning, I'm Yotze Kriyas HaParsha. Mashen Ken. Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah Barabim, Kabbalah HaTorah, and in that I have to be absolutely precise and absolutely exact. Ein Achanami, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you don't go back. However, if you take the Be'er Agro, says you absolutely have to go back for any change, and that's the Shita Sarosh, the Shita's of many, many Rishonim, that any change, Mashuhu, in the Nikud, or in the Taimim, you have to go back and you're not Yotze Mitzvahs Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas Megillah, as long as you don't change the meaning, Yotze. So if the Baal Kori mixes up Mordechai, Mordechai, so then it's still going to be Yotze. If you do that in Kriyas HaTorah, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch Paskins Yotze, but many, many Rishonim Acholek, and therefore L'chatchila, certainly, every Baal Kori has to be very careful to, when he reads the Torah, to be absolutely exact with the Nikud and with the time. Furthermore, I had a Baal Kori in Shul Adavin. I still daven there. He thought it was very frum not to say the timing. He just would read it with a lot of dvekus. And when he began doing that and I walked out, he got very insulted. He came chasing me and I pulled out this rush. So at least according to the rush, I wouldn't be Yotze. And but the halacha is certainly, according to many Rishonim, you have to be absolutely precise in the Nikud, absolutely precise in the timing. And the Gron Shulchan Aruch is cholek on the Machab, and the Gron Shulchan Aruch says the halacha, we have to be makbid that there can be no mistakes either in the Nikud or in the Kriyas HaTorah. Certainly, it's coming Shabbos and Parsha Zohar. If you say part of Parsha Zohar is Kriyas, via Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, you have to be very careful, with a very precise, with the nikud, and with the timing, in order to be outside.